I'm hungry. Have you ever heard this after school from your child, or maybe even thought it to yourself at the end of the day? This is Katrina Even, the FNEP and SNAP Ed agent of the Wildcat District, with today's K-State Research and Extension Minute. School is back in full swing, and our brains consume a lot of energy, so don't be surprised if your child comes home hungry most days. It can be tempting to ask them to wait until dinner to eat, but a well-chosen snack can provide good nutrients and be filling without ruining the next meal. Ideally, a snack provides 150 to 200 calories. This is just enough to tide you over, but not so much that it ruins your appetite later. Choose from at least two food groups and include a protein when possible. Try to use snack time to fill in nutrient gaps. This is a great time to serve a portion of dairy, fruit, or vegetables. Treats are okay occasionally, but ideally will be saved for special occasions. If you like granola bars, look for ones with less than 200 calories per bar and that don't include sugar in the first three listed ingredients. After snack time, consider heading outside for some physical activity. As little as 20 minutes of physical activity has been proven to promote physical and mental health as well as sleep in adults. Kids should strive towards 60 minutes of active play each day. Play a game outside, head to the park, or simply walk around the neighborhood. Contact your local Extension office for ideas on how to live a healthy lifestyle with your family. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Katrina Even with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.